The Torah begins with Vaydaber Elokim Moshe, and then Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. What's the pshat? The Targum of the era is this Galesi. Galesi is a Lashon Gilui. What's the Giluim that we see here? Besides, obviously, we see the Machas. What's the, why is the shame of the name of the parasha Va'era of Lashon is Gali? Bechlal wants to understand why the Machas began with Maim and they ended with Maim. The Maim turned to Dam. That was the first Makkah. And the last Makkah was they drowned in the Yamsif. What's the connection to the Maim? And the emphasis is that when you look at the Dam, the Makkah of Dam, it would seem, and we'll quote it soon from the Chizkuni, that it would seem that the Makkah wasn't just that the Yam became, the Maim became Dam, but in fact what it was Vahadoga Shabiyar Thomas, that the fish inside the sea, they died. And again, the Chizkuni says that that was the Makkah. The Chizkuni learns that it wasn't that they couldn't drink the water because it was Dam, it wasn't water. It was water, but it turned into Dam just for a short while. And then the fish died because it was Dam, and then it turned back into the water, but the water smelt, stank of dead fish, and that's why they couldn't drink it. So what was the Makkah about the fish dying for the midstream? Oh. But the Yesod HaInyan is that the Gemara says, "Bishar Shabara Kodesh Baruch Hu Salamai." Bishar Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Olam, the world. The world was being marchiv ha'olech. It was going wider and wider. Until Goabar Kodesh Baruch Hu ve'emidoi. Until Kodesh Baruch Hu stopped the Olam, which means the following. Well, let's continue the Gemara, but then we'll explain. Ma'ayin Domar Shlokish Ma'idik Sivani Keil Shakai. Anihu shomarti la'olam die. So the name Shakai corresponds to Hashem stopping the world from being marchiv ha'olech. Ikedom Ramar Shlokish Bishasha Bara Kodesh Baruch Hu Sayom Hoyom Marchiv Ha'olech Atche Gor by Hakodesh Baruch Hu V'yavshei. The Yam was being marchiv until Hakodesh Baruch Hu dried it. Shneim Agoyer by Yam V'yavshei V'chol Anahoris Hecher. This is all a Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud Beis. So, since our parasha begins with this idea, V'erel Avraham and Yitzchak V'liyakov V'keil Shakai U'Shmi Havai Lo Nidati Lehem, it must be that Sefer Bereishis corresponds to this koyach of Shakai, and Sefer Shmois to this koyach of Havai of Yudke Vovke. What's the pshat? But the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is obviously the Ma'ala Mikol Gvul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any limits. There's no shingle Gvul by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is called the Ein Soif. Ein Soif means that it's impossible to put to place a Gvul Chas V'Shalom in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world with the koyach of Hashem, is automatically therefore that the world kept on going wider and wider. The world was marchiv ha'olech because the world was also about to become an Ein Sof. The world would have carried on and on. Ein Sof. There wouldn't have been any measurements. There wouldn't have been any gvul in the world bichlal. And therefore, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu roared kabiyachol with the same shakai, and he said, "Die, enough." In other words, this same Shakai corresponds to the Gvul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu places in the Bria that gives everything a measurement that it should be Gvul. Even though it's coming from Hashem as Beli Gvul, but the same Shakai brings out the Koyach HaGvul, brings out the Koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bilti Gvul, but brings out the Koyach of Gvul, which means that part of the Koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, that he is a Bilti Gvul, part of that Koyach is that he can bring out Gvul as well. So when we see Gvul in the world, it's not Chas V'Shalom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has become Gvul, but part of the Koyach of Beli Gvul is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create the world in the way of Gvul as well. So the same Shakai turns the Bilti Gvul into Gvul. Here we have an example in the Bria of something that became Gvul through a Koyach of Bilti Gvul. Where do we have in the Bria something that symbolizes Beli Gvul? What we have in the Bria that symbolizes Beli Gvul is the idea of Mayim. We know that Mayim corresponds to the Bechina of Ein Sof. As the Pasuk says in the beginning of Bereishis, and what we call Tatohoim, whatever the English translation is, depth, abyss, whatever it is, but it's the koyach that corresponds to going down to Ein Sof. There's no measurement of the Tohoim. The Tohoim is an idea, a word that describes a chelek that's Ein Sof. And what is the Tohoim? So Rashi says over there, on the Pasuk of Al Pnei Tohoim, says Rashi, Al Pnei Hamayim, The Tohoim is the Mayim. And the Maral says, Tohoim the Hacha b'mayim Ayri. Shenikroim Tohoim. So you see from there that just like Tohoim is the abyss, is the Koyach of Ein of Bligvul down here in the Bria, so that is the Koyach HaMayim. The Mayim is an example of Bligvul that's been placed in the Gvul. And therefore, in the same way as the Bria at the beginning, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Gvul, the Bria was being Marchi V'Hoylech. In fact, that is the nature of water. The nature of water is to be Marchi V'Hoylech. And that's why we make the Bracha every day in davening. Roika ha'aretz al ha'moim. Because naturally, what are we praising Hashem? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the aretz al ha'moim? Because the natural water is, the natural teva of water is to wash over the aretz. Because the yam, the water, the ma'im, is marchi v'hoylech. That's the koyach of the marchi v'hoylech that was before HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goyer b'shem shakai. So the yam, at the beginning of the Bria, represents the koyach of bleak wool in the Bria that has become gvul. And therefore it still has the teva to wash over, were it not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped it by making the Chol HaYam, as we'll soon see. In the third day of Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced a new chiddush, a measurement not only in Oretz but also in Yam. The pasuk says, "Vayom Elokim yikavu amayim mitachas hashamayim el mokem echad v'seiroe hayabasha vayehi." A new chiddush that Yikavu Amayim Itachas Hashemayim El Mokem Echad. Earlier, the Yam had washed over everything, and now there's a chiddush that even the Yam now has a gvul. That chelik of the Bria that really, in reality, represents bli gvul. Now there's been a gvul that's been placed to it as well, and that's why the Baal HaTorim says that Yikavu Amayim El Mokem the mem of Echad v'seiroe, the Soif Tevis of Mokem Echad v'seiroe, that is Soif Tevis Midah. What does it mean? It's Soif Tevis Midah. He quotes the pasuk in Iyov, "Umayim Tikein b'Midah." That even Mayim eventually was introduced to the idea of Midah, and that's the Pshat Yikavu, because Yikavu means the Lashon Kav. Kav is a measuring stick, a stick to measure. So therefore, Yikavu Amayim means that Hashem Baruch introduced a measuring stick, a measurement, a midah to Mayim as well. And that was the chiddush on Tuesday in the Bria. So first HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bichlal in the Bria, one set of Bria that's not going to be Marchiv the Hoylech. And then on the third day within the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the Koyach of Mayim, which does remain the Koyach of Bli Gvul, to make that into Gvul as well. And then it says that all this is a Pasuk in Shir Shirim. The Pasuk says in Shir Shirim, Bochi Nafshi, in Tehillim. Says the Pasuk, Tohoim Kalvush, the Tohoim, which Rashi explains that to mean the Yam. The Yam is like a Levush. It's a Levush. Kisisoy Alhorim Yam Dumayim. It's a Levush, just like a Levush covers the goof. The Yam was covering the Oret. Mingarosha Yenusun. But suddenly the Yam heard the roaring from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Min Koy Ramcha Yechafezun. And then Gvul Samta Bal Yavoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but a Gvul that's the Chol HaYam. Bal Yavoyim Bal Yeshuv and Chasis HaOret. So therefore the last thing in the Bria that had been representing Bilti Gvul also became Gvul now. Now, that's the end of this Chelik. That everything in the Bria now is the Bechina of Gvul. But the emes is that we are mamim emunah shleima that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a koyach of bli gvul. But when we look around the Bria and we see that everything is gvul, including the yam, is this gives a pischa impair to Apikorosim to say that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu chas v'shalom is bound to some type of gvul. Look around the Bria. This, in this Bria, there cannot be a koyach of bli gvul. Because if there be a koyach of bli gvul, how comes everything in the Bria has its gvul? You can't have a bli gvul in gvul. And that's what led them to Apikorosis. And this is a famous question everybody asks. I'll read you out the Lashon of the Hilga Morinayim. It says the Morinayim, Noida ki Hashem is Barach Ein Soif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Soif. Ve'im Kein. Ve'im Kein, Hu Dover She'en Le'Gvul V'Tachlis. And V'Ho'olam Hu Dover She'esh Le'Gvul. V'Heich Efshel Olam Nizbol Or Shifas Chiyusay. How can the world tolerate, how can the world bear, remain a world if it has a koyach of bli gvul in gvul? It doesn't make sense. And therefore that led them to false maskanot, it led them to false conclusions that the world doesn't have a koyach of bli gvul. In other words, either the world doesn't have a likus, the world's got no shaykhs with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the world of gvul, and there's not shaykh any koyach of bli gvul in this world. That's how the origins of Avodah Zarah began. Everything has to have a gvul. And you can't profess, you can't preach a religion that says that there is a koich of bli gvul in this world. Avraham Avinu's koyach, Avraham Avinu's avodah, was to find from within the bria the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, welcome to the avodah of Sefer Bereishis. The avodah of Sefer Bereishis is to be mamin in a koyach of bli gvul that's inside the gvul. And if Avraham Avinu didn't come through Akora, through to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through miracles, miracles means when the koyach of bli gvul breaks the gvul and a miracle occurs. Avraham Avinu didn't have a miracle. Avraham Avinu found HaKadosh Baruch Hu from within the teva of the bria. As the Medrash says, Lefishay Avraham Oimeh Toimah Sha'olam Azeh B'lei Manik. Are you going to suggest that this world is B'lei Manik? Hits it all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'omaloi Anihu Bal Ha'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hits it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid to Avraham Avinu from within the bria, from within the gvul. And therefore, Avraham Avinu's whole avodah was to preach this emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though the bria itself is with gvul, but nevertheless, the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is built in gvul, is there within the bria. He is the one who rules the world, and he is in charge of teva. And therefore, in Sefer Bereishis, we don't see miracles. It's not the sefer of miracles. Sefer Bereishis is the sefer ke'ilu of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu from within the teva. And therefore, the miracle of Ur Kasdim, that's at the end of Parshas Noach, it's just merumas in the Torah, it's not written beferish in the Torah. Shprocha went out from, Avraham went out from Ur Kasdim, says Rashi, what was Ur Kasdim? He had a miracle, but it's not written beferish in the Torah. When HaKadosh Shprocha promises Avraham Avinu that he's going to have children, Hashem takes him out of the world. Hashem took him out of this world to promise him that he was going to have children. To promise a miracle that breaks Gvul. That breaks the teva. And Sefer Bereishis is to leave the bria whole without breaking it. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu out of the world to promise him that he was going to have a children. And that's why Sora laughed. In the structure of Sefer Bereishis, there's no mocking for miracles. There's no Shvira Sateva in this world, in Sefer Bereishis. And that's why Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer of Elikim. Elikim is Gematria HaTeva. And Sefer Bereishis is to prove that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king, even in the times of Teva, when we don't see open miracles. And that was the avoid of the Ovis. To prove this in the Olam HaTeva. In the Olam HaGvul. So don't be yidua that the Mabul, the Oymik Inyan of the Mabul was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swamped the world with a mime because they fell for the same kafir. They were the apikorosim. They were the apikorosim who held that it can't be, if water has gvul, then it must be that everything in the bria is gvul, and therefore they led into Avodah Zarah. The midah keneged midah that took place in the mabul was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the gvul that he had made in the yam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu let the yam in its natural Metzias of being Marachiv HaHoylech, and that's how he swamped the world. That was the punishment of the Dera Mabel. That was the Midah Keneged Midah. After the Mabel, Avraham Avinu began a new Avodah of not requiring another Mabel to prove that there is a Koyach of Bli Gvul in this world. To see within the Gvul that there's a Koyach of Bli Gvul. And that was the Avodah of Avraham and all of Avos HaKadoshim in Sefer Bereishis. And that's why we find that towards the end of Sefer Bereishis is Yosef HaTzadik, or the whole story, the last few parashas of Sefer Bereishis concern Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim comes from the word Meitzer Yam. Meitzer is a gvul, a fence, putting a fence to the Yam. What does it mean to put a fence to the Yam? Mitzrayim were the ones who believed in the Shem Elikim, as we said. Mitzrayim were the ones who denied the fact that there's a koyach of bli gvul in the bria. Again, the same chet all over again, that even the Yam that would correspond to Bli Gvul, that would correspond to the Koyach of Marchiv HaHoylech, you see that it still has its Gvulim. And like Rashi says at the beginning of Miket, that Mitzrayim is made out of Yoirim, Yoirim. What was Paro's profound message by making all little canals in Mitzrayim? That even the Yam has its Kav, even the Yam has its Midah, and there's no Bli Gvul in the Bria. Everything has its limits. And there's no Koyach within the Bria that is Lamalam in Agvul. That was Parah's kfir. That's why Parah recognizes the Shem Elokim, as we said in the previous year. Sefer Shmois is the Sefer where we break through, where the Bli Gvul breaks through and shows itself. Sefer Shmois is the Sefer where all Gvul and all Midah are broken. And that's going to be to teach Mitzrayim a lesson, Midah Keneged Midah. Mitzrayim took the whole Bria and made it into a Meitzer, including the Yam, Mitzrayim, Meitzer Yam, and therefore the Tachlis of Sefer Shmois was Minei Obey from within Mitzrayim to break through and to smash through the whole idea of Mitzrayim. All the Mitzrayim and the Bria gave way. There wasn't any more Midah, there wasn't any more Meitzer, as we'll see when we begin Sefer Shmois. And that was the answer to Paro's Kfira, to Paro's Apikorosis. But before that, beginning Nekatchila, Yosef HaTzadik went down to Mitzrayim. Yosef HaTzadik is Miloshen Yosef. Yosef means continuity, adding on without a gvul. And that's why the fish correspond to Yosef, a Yidgul Aroiv Bekerif Oretz. And Yosef is the mantle of fish, because fish multiply. Fish live in the Yam, and the Yam is the Koyach of Bli Gvul. And therefore the fish have this Koyach of Bli Gvul, and they multiply Bli Gvul. Yosef was sent down into Mitzrayim to try to preach them emunah that there's a Koyach of Bli Gvul even in the Yam, even in the Bria. And that was a clash. Mitzrayim said that the Yam is a Meitzar. Even the Yam has its Gvul. Yosef is the Koyach of Dogim that shows, no, it is Lamalim in Akvul. And therefore Yosef HaTzadik, we discussed in earlier Shurim, invited them to a Sa'uda on the Erev Shabbos, the brothers in Pashas Miketz. Utzvoyach Tevach V'Ochein. He invited them to Shabbos. Yosef is bringing the Koyach of Shabbos down to Mitzrayim. Why? Because Shabbos is what we call Nachla B'li Mitzorim. Gemara in Shabbos says, I think in Kuf Yotes, Akon HaMashoyim is Shabbos, Noisen Loi Nachla B'li Mitzorim. Shabbos has no Mitzorim. That's why we find Shabbos is the only day that extends into the weekdays. Erev Shabbos extends into Friday. Motzei Shabbos extends beyond Shabbos, beyond nightfall, because Shabbos is a bechino bli mitzorim. There aren't any mitzorim on Shabbos. That's why the weekdays are called choil, because the choil also means sand, and the sand is at the Sfas Hayom. The sand is the seashore that makes the gvul to the yam. So the weekdays correspond to making a gvul to everything that's bli gvul. That's why it's called weekdays. Shabbos is breaking that. Shabbos is where the yam washes over the sand. And the Shabbos washes over the choil. So Yosef was introducing the kedusha of Shabbos into Mitzrayim, because that's what Yosef was doing in Mitzrayim, showing the koyach of bilti gvul, bli gvul in the Meitzar, in Mitzrayim. But that's the Be'ofen Klali, the Avoida in Sefer Bereishis. That without miracles, just showing that there's a Koyach of Bli Gvul in everything that we see in the Teva. Don't think that Teva is Teva. No, Teva has the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bli Gvul. And that's why we don't find the message of Vayidaber in Mitzrayim. That we in Mitzrayim, it's Vayayin, sorry, not in Mitzrayim, in Olam HaZeh, in Sefer Bereishis. In Sefer Bereishis we have Vayoyimer Hashem El Avram. B'chin of Amira, because Amira is Asorim Amoris. And Asorim Amoris are the world that was created, the Teva Hoyle that was created. Sefer Shmois is going to begin with a new type of Dibur, and that's called Vayidaber. Because we know that Vayidaber, when it says Vayoymer, it corresponds to Asorim Amoris. When it says Vayidaber, it corresponds to the Aseres HaDibrois. And Aseres HaDibrois is the Koyach that's going to break through all the Gvulim in the Bria, but we'll get to it still. Sefer Shmois, let's begin Sefer Shmois. Sefer Shmois is the Sefer where all the Nyonim of Gvul and Midah are going to break. And the Koyach of Bli Gvul that was always in the Bria, even at the times of Teva and Gvul, is going to come out in its full glory. And therefore Sefer Shmois begins by Yirbu, by Yifritzu, by Yishritzu, by Yirbu, by Yifru, etc. Breaking Gvul, Klal Yisrael are multiplying like the fish. They're multiplying in the Koyach of Yosef. They're multiplying in Vakasha Yanu Oisai. And Mitzrayim, Egypt corresponds to keeping everything within a Gvul. And therefore Vakasha Yanu Oisai. They're trying to restrict us. But the more they restrict us, Kein Yerbe, V'chein Yifroit. Because now in Sefer Shmois we're going to begin with a new Avoid, and that's the Avoid of miracles, of smashing through the Gvul and bringing out the Bli Gvul that was always there within the Bria. Sefer Shmois brings out the Anoni Bamerchav Ko out of the Min HaMeitza Karosi of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Min HaMeitza, they're keeping everything with Ilan in the Gvul, but Shmois is where we see the Anoni Bamerchav Ko. That's the Yisod, that's the introduction to Sefer Shmos. And the reason why this was to take place over here in Sefer Shmos is because the highlight of Sefer Shmos is the Aferes HaDibros, as we mentioned earlier, Matan Torah. And we know that the Torah down here in the Bria is the opposite of Meitzar. Torah is always called Merchav. Torah is the koyach of the Merchav in the Bria. As it's Yadua, the Pasuk in Tehillim in Kof Yotes, when David HaMelech describes the Torah, L'chol techla ra'isi case, everything has a case. Rechava mitzvah chamoid, but your mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu are rechava. Another Pasuk there in Tehillim, in that perik. Derech mitzvah secha orot ki sarachiv libi. And that's exactly what the Medrash Rabba says. That the kol yesh midah v'kates, sikusim, everything has its midah and kates. Shemayim v'aretz has a midah and kates. Chutz midomah echot she'ein loy. Something, there's only one thing that doesn't have a kates. Ve'ezu zuzu toira shenema arucha me'eretz midah. Or chava miniyam. It's a pasuk in Iyo, even Perek Yudalev. So the Torah Kedosha is wide, it's marchiv rechava miniyam. It's like the yam, it's marchiv v'hoylech. So therefore, because Sefer Shmos is going to lead us to Matan Torah, the Matan Torah is the beginning of, like we say in the Gemara Brachas, Harchev Pichav Amalehu. Says the Gemara Brachas, Afnun refers, corresponds to the Divrei Torah. The Divrei Torah is Harchev, is therefore Mitzrayim, which is the Meitzar Karosi Ka, is going to be smashed in order to bring out the Anani Bamerchav Ka. And the Oymek of this Indian that Torah is Rechava is obviously his Pashat, because Torah has Ein Soif of Pashatim in it, Ein Soif of understanding Torah. And that's what the Gemara in Erevin says in the Ndala Domit Beis, that the reason why Klali and Nimshala Dibre Torah, the Te'eno, Ma Te'eno Zu Kolz Man Sha'odam Memashpesh Ba Moitze Ba Te'enim, just like a Te'eno, that Kolz Man that a person is Memashpesh Ba, he finds Te'enim in a Te'enim tree. Av Dibre Torah Kolz Man Sha'odam Hoige Bohen Moitze Ba Tam. Torah is the beginning of Ein Soif. It's called Ein Soif of Tam. It's impossible to say by Torah that I've arrived to the absolute pshat over here, and it's impossible to go deeper. Torah never, there's no end to Torah going deeper. And that was the highlight of Sefer Shmos. And therefore Mitzrayim, that corresponds to the opposite of Marchiv, Harchev Picha, has to be broken through, and Dafka Mineo Bei, Dafka the Koyach of B'li Gul is going to be Nizgala in Mitzrayim. And that's the contrast between the Dibrois and the Ma'amoris. The Asara Ma'amoris is a world of Teva, where we need Emunah to believe in the Koyach of Beligvul that lies within the Bria. The Koyach of Aydaber is from the Aseret HaDibrois, which gives us the Koyach to break through and to see and to feel and to internalize that there's a Koyach of Beligvul that lies within the Gvul itself. And that's why this week's Parsha Taka begins with Vaidaber Elokim El Moshe. Vayoyme Elo Veni Hashem. Here the Vaidaber is going to override the Vayoyme. Here it's going to, this week's Parsha is going to be Nizgalat, the beginning of the Koyach of Dibur, which breaks through, it smashes through the whole Bria and brings out the Koyach of Belikvu. And therefore in this week's Parsha, Rabbeinu, the Dor HaMabel was the Dor of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. As you do have that the Dor HaMabel was a Gilgal of the, sorry, the Dor of Mitzrayim was a Gilgal of the Dor HaMabel. And just like the people in Mitzrayim, just like the people at the time of the Mabel were washed over, the same thing was going to happen. The Klal Yisrael were going to be saved. Noach was saved in the Teva. Moshe was placed in the Teva, it's called in Shmos. The Moshe Rabbeinu was placed in a Teva, and that Teva was like the Teva's Noach, which Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's going to bring out this Bechina where the Yam, where the Maim is going to wash, and it's going to be in this Gala, the Koyach of Bli Gvul down here in the Bria. So that's why in Sefer, in Parshas, that's the beginning of, yeah, you have to go, yeah. That's the beginning of the Gilui, of the Koyach of Bli Gvul. Oh. Yeah. With that, we can also understand why the Makkos began with Mayim. Mayim is the dispute. Mayim is at the center of this dispute of what really is there really a Koyach of Bli Gvul in the Olam, or isn't there a Koyach of Bli Gvul? And Klal Yisrael believed that the Mayim only represents the Koyach of Bli Gvul that represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence here in the Bria. And the Mitzrayim put a Meitzar on this Mayim on the Yam, and they made the Yam into something that also has a Meitzar. And therefore, the first makos that was placed on the Mitzrayim was that the fish died. And as we said, the Chizkuni said that the first makkah wasn't that he went to dam, he only went to dam to kill the fish, and then the maim switched, the dam switched back into maim, but the maim had a stench, a smell of dead fish. Because dogim represent the koyach of beli gvul, the yid gul roiv. And the tzraim denied the beli gvul. They denied that there's a b'chin of multiplying beli soif. They denied in this whole idea of ein soif. And therefore the yad, the dogim and the yam, they proved this point, they died. The Mitzrayim didn't deserve the dogim and the yam. The whole water, they couldn't drink water anymore. The water that represents the bilti gvul was no more edible. The Mitzrayim couldn't wash it down. They couldn't drink it anymore because of the dogim died. If you deny, if you say there's no such thing as bilti gvul, if there's no such thing as fish, and then therefore the fish died. That's the makkah of dam. And then came the makkah of tzafardeya. And the makkah of tzafardeya was that one tzafardeya was taken, as Chazal say, and they told to him, and he was told to hit the tzafardeya, and from that tzafardeya was like a shritza. They sprouted into Ein Soif, into so many tzafardeya, until the whole Mitzrayim was full of tzafardeya, from one tzafardeya. Again, this was to prove a new chiddush, that the whole idea of gvul and meitzar and midah that the Mitzrayim tried to profess and to preach was being smashed, and from one yachid, from one single tzafardeya, now you can have an Ein Soif of tzafardeya. The ultimate punishment of the Mitzrayim was Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, again, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the koyach of Yikavu Hamayim, and the water washed over once more. The Yam was out to take its vengeance against the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim who took the Yamayim and made it into a Dovash of a Gvul, into Yoros, Yoros. Now the Yam was given its koyach to take its vengeance and to wash over the way it really should be. The Roika, instead of Roika Ha'oretz al Hamayim, it became a Roika Hamayim al Ha'oretz, which is the way it was. Which is Tohoim Kalvush Kisisoy al Horem Yamdu Mayim, as we mentioned earlier from Bochi Nafshi. The Yam was given the Koyach to go back to where it was before HaKadosh Baruch Hu ruled at it, in order to punish the Mitzrayim. So therefore, Klal Yisrael, who believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believe in the Koyach of Beli Gvul, even when there's Gvul, is there a Gvul in the Yam. For them, the Yam divided into Gvul and there was path. But for the Mitzrayim who held that world, for the Mitzrayim who held that the Yam is Gvul, like everything else in the Bria is Gvul, there's no Shingas of Koyach of Ein Gvul, is for them they have to be shown that the Yam is a Bli Gvul, in order to show that there is a Koyach of Bli Gvul in this Bria. And therefore the Yam, the Yikov HaMayim, was taken away and the Yam washed everything over. And that's how they died in the Yamsuf. So you see from here that the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to take all the midas, all the gvulim, and to break them. They should be able to bring the world into a bechina of Ein Soif, to bring the world back to a dargah of keilu bli gvul. And that was all going to be the preparation for Kabbalah Satoira, that was to bring the harchev picha, the arucha meeretz midah rechova miniyam, down to this world, which was the Torah that doesn't have any gvul and doesn't have its marchev and marchev and marchev without gvul. And therefore all the elements of Yitzias Mitzrayim all correspond to this. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Leil Pesach, there's a mitzvah of called Hamar Belasafe for Yitzias Mitzrayim, Areza Meshubach. Why were they misapim call Oisayalaila? Why were they misapim Yitzias Mitzrayim call Oisayalaila? Because when there's midah, then there's a difference between Oyer and Choshech, Yom and Laila. Kadosh Baruch Hu goyel el Oyer mepnei Choshech, veChoshech mepnei Oyer. Which means that there's a midah. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu vayavdel, there's a midah of Oyer and Choshech. But over here by Yitzias Mitzrayim, where all the midas and the bria keilu were being crushed, and the koyach of bilti gvul, of harachev, of mahoya marchev, ahoylech came out, so then all the ideas of midah and gvul were all taken away. So therefore they were misaprin kol Yisrael laila, till the Tamidim came and said, "Gir Rabbi Tzvi, Gir Zman Krishma." And therefore that's why, even though normally there's a halacha in the Gemara, says in the Gila, the ain halal balaila, you don't have to recite halal balaila, but Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim, we do recite halal, because Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim is corresponds to the idea of Yom and not of Laila, which means that Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim, all the middos of Or and Choshech were taken away, and therefore you can have an Or in Choshech, Choshech in Or. There's no middos, there's no Kaf, there's no measurement of Gvulim anymore. And then we continue And when Kal Yisrael sang the Shira Tayam, as they began with Oz Yoshe Moshe, they saw Mikan Remez that Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. Tchias HaMesim is going to be Mitzvah Hashem, where the world is going to be brought back, the Lassid Lavei, where the world is going to be brought back to the Matzav of Harachiv Picha, to the Bechina of Harachava. Because it's Yadua that the Gemara says that Lassid Lavei, Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says that first of all, Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz HaTzvi. Why? Ma Tzvi Zeh Ein Oyer Machzik Es Besorah. Just like a Tzvi, his Oyer is not Machzik Es Besorah. His Oyer, when you take it off, it widens, it stretches. Af Eretz Yisrael Bezman Sheyoshvin Aleh Ravcha. It's Marchiv. And the Gemara, the Sifri says, that Asido Eretz Yisrael Yis Misracheves Ve'oilem Ikol Tzodeh. And the Medrash Rabbah says in Shir HaShirim that see the Yerushalayim l'sraachi v'lalas v'lias magas ab kisei hakovet. So we see the whole idea of lasid lavoit is the idea of everything being marchiv harchiv picha. When they saw Kriyas Yamsuf, when they saw the Yikov HaMayim had been taken away, they saw a glimpse, an idea of the koyach of being marchiv v'hoilech, of being marchiv. That's what they saw when they saw Kriyas Yamsuf, and that's why Mikan Remez l'tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. At the end of the Shira, we say Mikdash Hashem koinenu yodecha. We mentioned the Beis HaMikdash. Again, the Beis HaMikdash was a glimpse into this olam of lasid lavoi. And therefore the Beis HaMikdash also had this idea of harchev, of being marchev, hoya marchev, hoylech. There was no bechina of middah. We know that Aron was eino min ha-middah. The Aron didn't fit into a specific measurement. We know that there was a miracle that Klal Yisrael were oimdim tzvufim when they came to the regal. There were so many of them, but nevertheless they were oimdim tzvufim and mishtachavim and revochim. Somehow when they were mishtachavim, there was a harvocha. It was marchev, hoylech. And that's why the whole idea, that's the whole idea of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the whole idea of Shabbos, and that's the whole idea of Kabbalah Satayra. And these are the three things that we see in Sefer Shmois. So therefore, that's why the Sefer Shmois, the highlights of Sefer Shmois are Kabbalah Satayra, and the second half of Sefer Shmois discusses the building the Mishkan. And the Mishkan was the same Bechina of Eina Min Amida, of Marchi V'Hoylech, Kilo. So Mela, therefore, that's why Sefer Shmois begins with this pritzah, the yifritzu, the yishritzu. Sefer Shmois is the opposite of Sefer Breishis. Sefer Breishis is not to make miracles, and Sefer Shmois is full of miracles. Sefer Breishis is to keep the world in its state of shakai. Va'era Avraham Yitzchak v'Yavel Yaakov bekel shakai. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov weren't supposed to pull off miracles. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov were supposed to prove the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is b'li gvul, in the gvul, in the teva, in the shem elikim. But he wasn't a gala, the Shem Yutke Vavke. The Shem Yutke Vavke is Hoya 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 Ve Yet Lielad Veli Tichla. The Shem Avaya corresponds to the very same Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was, is, and will always be, that never has a Gvul, that is Ein Soif. So in Sefer Breishis is the Shmi Avaya Loine Dafilem. There wasn't the Bechin of Avaya. Everything looked like Teva, everything looked like it had its Gvul, it has its beginning, has its end, has its Kate. Mashenkein, Sefer Shmois is Megala. No, the breakage of the Kel Shakai, the breakage of this, in other words, the Bechina of Shmi Havaya, which is the Bechina of Hoya Hoya Viyeh, which has no Gvul. And the Moshe Rabbeinu was the Heilige Moshe. He was one who bought up the Torah. He was one who bought this idea of B'li Gvul, bought this idea of his Rach was down into the Bria. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu is called Mina Mayim Ishisihu. Moshe Rabbeinu corresponds to the Bechina of Hoya Marchi V'Hoylech in the Mayim, because he was in the Teva in the Mayim, as we mentioned earlier. And we know that Basya Bas Paroi, she wanted to get Moshe Rabbeinu, and she stuck her arm out, and her arm stretched and stretched and stretched and stretched and stretched, which is the Bechina of Hoya Marchi V'Hoylech, because to get Moshe Rabbeinu was going to introduce a new element into the Bria, which is the Bechina of breaking the Gvul and bringing the Marchiv, stretching and stretching in the Bria. So her hand was stretching and stretching in order to get Moshe Rabbeinu. So that explains us why we begin by Daber Elokim Moshe, Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem, the Gilo Vayidaber over the Vayomer, the Asara Ma'amoros, the contrast between Asara Ma'amoros and the Asara Sadibros. And if you do that, the Chidush Arim says that the Esem Makois was the bridge between Asara Ma'amoros and Asara Sadibros, which means the Makois were the ones that broke through the Ma'amoros, which keeps everything within Ingvul, and they led to the Asara Sadibros, which was bringing down the Dibur, which is bringing down the Koyach to break through and save our miracles. So therefore Sefer Shmois, especially the beginning of Parshas Ve'era, which is where all the miracles begin, all the makas begin, where Par is about to be taught that there is a koyach of bli gvul in this bria. That's why it begins with the bechina of Idaba and Vayomelov, to show the koyach of dibur over the koyach of thing. And that is the bechina of Ve'era. Ve'era, it says the Targum is Gali. There was a new Isgalis taking place over here. In other words, Avram of Yitzhak and Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ke'ilu revealed the koyach of bli gvul, but only in the gvul. Mashenkin over here, it's going to be Nizgal and Pashas Vo'era, that the Koyach of Bli Gvul is going to burst out and is going to be revealed in its full glory. Or in other words, the idea of Meitzar Yam is going to burst out into the Bechina of Hoyo Marchiv Hoylech. Pashas Vo'era begins the Marchiv Hoylech. This idea that in the same way as Basya Basparo, your hand was Marchiv Hoylech, so too this is the beginning of a Hanhoga in Sefer Shmois of the Bechina of Marchiv Hoylech. Because the Yad is the Aver, the limb of the person that stretches out, and therefore that's why by Basya Basparo your hand stretched. So we also, when we talk about the Tzias Mitzrayim, boys in Kolonim, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out B'yot Chazoko V'zroya Netuya, with an outstretched arm. And Bichlal, in all the Makkas we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded Netei Es Yotcha, stretch your arm out, because the Makkas were introducing the Hoya Marchiv Ha'olech Netei, stretch out your arm, a Bechin of stretching out and not being anymore Meitzar Yam. Dafke in the Meitzar, the beginning of Anhoga of stretching out, of Netei Es Yotcha, of stretching Hoya Marchiv Ha'olech. And as we mentioned earlier, this is all a hachana for the marchiv ha'olech of the Torah HaKadosh, which is harchiv picha v'amaleu, which is a rucho me'aretz mido rechova miniyam, which is l'chol tichla re'isi keitz rechova mitzvoscha ma'oid. And when this anhoga of harchev begins, is then it does away with all idea of midah, all ideas of kav, all ideas of gvulim, of mitzorim. It does away with all that. It washes over all the bechinas of kav and of midah. And therefore, that's why, as we discussed earlier, by Yitzis Mitzrayim, we introduced to the bechina of a klav yid as a koyach to go beyond, to be marchev ha'olech, to understand Torah better and better each time. A Jew as a koyach to enter the oilam of harchev picha, the oilam that doesn't have gevulim, the oilam of which does away with goyel el oyer mipnei choyshech, el choyshech mipnei oyer. And that's what we discussed in the earlier shiurim already, that Leili Tzis Mitzrayim was light even though it was night, because night and light is only a clash when everything has its own kav and midah. But when the harchev picha washes over all kav and midahs, is therefore oyer mipnei choyshech, el choyshech mipnei oyer, is all betar ruvois. And that explains us the end of Parshas Va'era. The end of Parshas Va'era, the last makah, is the makah of Borod. And Borod was Eish and Maim B'tairuvois. Even though Eish and Maim are two opposites and they cannot go together, but nevertheless, when all ideas of Midah and Gvul are broken, then we can have its Achdus of Eish and Maim. And that is exactly what's going on in Sefer Shmoyis. So therefore, in these parashas, we have to mechazak ourselves. We have to realize that Klal Yisrael have koiches me'ala teva, Klal Yisrael have koiches me'ala gvul. A person mustn't feel that this is what I'm limited to, I can't manage anymore, this is my concentration span. No, in these parashas of Yitzias Mitzrayim, a person can be marchiv picha, a person can be marchiv ha'olech, and there's no gvul, there's no midah, there's no kav that's going to stop him. We have to throw ourselves into avodas Hashem in these parashas and make ourselves, set ourselves unbelievable goals, even though we think it's beyond us. But nevertheless, in these parashas, there's no such thing as beyond us. That's the chizuk to be taken out from these parashas. Be'ez Hashem is baruch, we should be zoichim, meretz Hashem, to the tkufa of lasid lovei, to the tkufa of ispashtus and ispashtus. Rav Chus and Meretz Hashem B'meir Rabbi Yomeinu Amin.